day, saith Isaiah, there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people, to it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand a second time to recover the remnant of his people, and he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The day of deliverance is at hand. At times, those who have no knowledge of God, aside from that which they have received under the operation of divine grace, have been kind to his servants, protecting them at the risk of their own lives. The Holy Spirit is implanting the grace of Christ in the heart of many a noble seeker after truth, quickening his sympathies contrary to his nature, contrary to his former education. The light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world, is shining into his soul. And this light, if heeded, will guide his feet to the kingdom of God. The prophet Micah said, when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Heaven's plan of salvation is broad enough to embrace the whole world. God longs to breathe into prostrate humanity the breath of life, and he will not permit any soul to be disappointed who is sincere in his longing for something higher and nobler than anything the world can offer. Constantly is sending his angels to those who, while surrounded by circumstances the most discouraging, pray in faith for some power higher than themselves to take possession of them and bring deliverance and peace. In various ways, God will reveal himself to them and will place them in touch with providences that will establish their confidence in the one who has given himself a ransom for all, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? Thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, and that say to molten images, you are our gods. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Turn ye to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Unto all the honest in heart in heathen lands, the upright in the sight of heaven, there ariseth light in the darkness. God hath spoken. He will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. Here the Lord is describing how he is going to bring his people out of Babylon to stand at the end by bringing them light. And when you put these things together, in relation to the battle of Gideon, the light that is brought to them, if we are faithful, we have the privilege of being the one that carries that light to these people that are seeking it, that are outside of